I think that's the best area to go in. The issues are, we'll call them mega issues. Segregation is a mega issue, which we've approached again. We started with Malach of Gozes. I hope after Yantar we'll start the next Malach. Malabein. But for the moment, we're still in Gozes. Yesterday she was primarily about Gozes, and then we started discussing the general issue of Segregation. Let's review briefly the Segregation part. The first issue was by Segregation by the Rabbonans in general, with the Machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the others. What's shot in the Gemara, which is a potentially a non-existent Gemara, as we saw. The question of whether that Gemara really exists. Beit HaDaflam Adavim and Beis. If you remember, we saw in the Marasha that doesn't exist in Shabbos Ben Gimel. Maybe it was added by somebody else. Talmidim put it in. We saw, right? But if it exists, many people think it exists. What's the Kamash Malan? The Beis Yosef thought it existed, and he has an amazing pshat that Kamash Malan means Kamash Malan, that Devorim is Bemino Nitzot. And the obvious question is, well, who cares if it's Bemino Nitzot? If it's not Bemino Nitzot, should we also Midrabon it anyway? And the answer is the Beis Yosef Lishitos Shinyu, that's Shin Tazayin. Shinyu Dalad, the Mechava Paskin, that's the creation of Midrabon is a Mutter. So it fits in beautifully, the Beis Yosef Lishitos. Whereas the, you might call it the consensus view, the view that we pass on the halacha lemaisa, we say that segregation by the rabbanon is aser. So the kamash malan is that even though that dvorim is not bemino nitzot, afal pikein segregation is aser, which is the majority. We'll call it the majority view. Yes, sir.
In Tosus, he quotes from Moshe Me'avron also the Ritva,
right
over there in Mitzvah. The Ritva in Shabbos said a very similar svara to what we thought Rav Chaim was totally absent in the Rivash, that if you put the matzos on the koveres and 9 out of 10 times he says like you might not trap all the bees, so one of them might fly out. So similar to what Rav Chaim wanted to say about the strands of hair. So I was just thinking
maybe.
What's the issue with
that poor Chaim ben Grifo who took it on the head, and he said that the Aruch would agree, the Rivasha, the Aruch would agree that what I call the super segregation would be usher. That's how I understood the Rivasha's question against him. I hope to prove to you that maybe there's a great man who would agree with this Chaim ben Grifo. A great man. Well, let's be patient. Today we'll get to it. Lineta, we'll get to it today. Let's open the Mishnah Brewers. What did he say? So, you know, we should see everything. Let's start with Shin Yud Dal. We'll go in order. Shin Yud Dal, we've seen this before, but it's time to see it again. Shin Yud Dal Tzif Aleph. So the Ramah, it says, top line of page Kuf Chof in our print, standard print. Afiliyesh Banegav Chodeshim Harchiva Osir, Levachi Eskav on the Kach. Says the Mishnah Berurah jumps. Bo Levar Bezad Das Amachav, Rak Das Amachavim. Dakim Miskav and the Harchiv. I'm Lane of Miskav and Avagav that I psych ratio, she's Rachav and they pull also Shari. As the Machav himself says later on, what does that mean? Ain't of Miskav and also if it's Mutter. Avdasra Magufa, Acharach Baga, that feel him ain't of Machav and the Harchiv, also him who psych ratio. Her little Sham the Yesh Omrim, then wants a Yesh Omrim, fine. The Kitz and Imritz, and the Sifkot and Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, La Halacha, he says as follows. He says the last 3-4 lines. Svirle the psikresha aser the Ramah again before start a little earlier. With a little yud alapis. Filachi came in the ikar yisruah with the rak with the rabbanim. Svirle the shori came in the miskava even though it's psikresha. That's Ramah lachlok olam. He says no, it's psikresha is also even though it's only the rabbanim. And that's what we pass in the halacha. Okay, that's shin yudal. That's the first time we see it. Now shin tezayin. Shin Tezayin. Okay, let's take a look. And Shin Tezayin. So here's where we had that breakthrough Sharatzion yesterday, where he spoke about the issue of what's Pshat and Dvorim. What are Dvorim? Are they Mino Nitzot or not Mino Nitzot? That's what the big machlokus. What's what the Mechaber said, for example, in Siv Gimel. Kol Shem Mino Nitzot Chayav Alo. Eim Mino Nitzot Potter Aval Osir. Right, we saw that in the Gemara, right, yesterday, in Kuvav, Kuv Zayin. So that Gemara says that Mishnah Berurah Gimel Hilchos. Oh, so Mechaber says Hilchos Zvuvim. Afal Pi Shemino Nitzot Asal Tzodah. Says that Mishnah Berurah Gimel Udvorim Masha Beis Yosef to Bechlal Dama Shavim Yilal Nitzo. Aber Shav Poskim Pligile Hemasha Beis Gross of Cotton Vav. Where does this all come from? Again, let's review the Sharatzian test of Uman the Kama Shavim Beis Yosef Lama Dama Shavim Beis Mao the Tema Dama Shavim Yilal Nitzo Bechule Kamash Vula. What's Kamash Vula? Kamash Vula says the Kota Beis Yosef the Dvorah Nami Bemino Nitzo. How's that Kamash Vula? How do you know? Because otherwise it's a great should be mother. And it says in Shinya Dalit. Aval Divri Agra should see in the Misugi Zumilka the Dovash and Amina Ritzo is Osir. Mashad Umafarish Kipashte. What's Kipashte mean? As you said yesterday, Kamash Vula, that even though it's not Amina Ritzo, it's Osir anyway. It proves exactly the reverse. Now what? Segregation by Rabbanan is in fact Osir. And Dvarim is aimed Amina Ritzo. That's Pashim Shah the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Machlokas we have over here. Okay, yes.
But
Yosef
at the end backs
off
because the
Baal Shuvah
said it, and therefore not
going to. Okay, but Yosef seems to work with an assumption that that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's what's important. Okay, and it seems to pass or even Halacha, both in Shin Yadalat and here in Shin Tezayin. I think that's the Makor. They learned the Pshat in the Gemara, not Kapashte. You learn Kapashte, you learn not Kapashte. That's how I understand where it all comes from.
Now what? Back off though.
Okay, let's open up. I didn't bring my tour with me. So if you have a tour, you can look it up yourself. But if you don't have it, we can look it up on the screen. Yeah.
Could you just clarify regarding that secretion
to Nichole or Lo Nichole? Oh, Nichole. No, I didn't say a word about Lo Nichole yet. So over today, we've only spoken about Nichole. Mm-hmm. Very careful what I say. Beis Yosef. Take a look. Here we go. Kosa Ba'a Truma. Goes to the Gemara. Kosa Ba'a and Bates as we have it. Right, as we write, quotes Rashi, quotes Tosfos. Okay. Quotes the Tosfos. Teva, Mordor, Shimon, Psegresh, Shiv, Loyamos. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Mashah said, that's not the proper gear. They didn't have it. The proof is we didn't have it. Two proofs. A, it's not in Tosfos. B, it's not in Gemara, Shabbos, Mem, Gimel. That's what's two proofs in the Mashah. But anyway, he has it. Shimon, now he's married, Yosh, Chor, Kod, Mekaveris. Okay. So it's not a Psegresh. Okay, fine, very nice. Hold on. Missed it. Oh. He says as follows. Akan lo osir Rabbi Shimon defros makselah salga kaveres bipsik reish ala bedvorim shebamino nitzot. That's pshat the kamash below. Avo zvuvim shebamino nitzot kol she'enem iskavein shari avgav the psik reishu. And it can even be a psikration than Nichole. My claim is going to be that it's Nichole. You know what's Nichole? You like flies buzzing around your ears? I don't. I'd rather buy the flies be trapped in a box. He says it. You're right. That's what he says. Well, the Kolmakol came with enough mipume de balatruma because from Mordechai. What exactly did the balatruma say? That Zuvim is also a problem. Lo chazina ma de meklef de galay. He's choshes of the ram. He thinks they're wrong. That's a wild shot. He thinks his shot is right. But he says that the chumra to be choshes of the ram to be asked by Zuvim too. Yes, sir.
He might not be backing off of the assumption of Mino Nitzon or not. Just the right. Adhan, the author of the Shimon party, might be backing off.
True, also true. Either way, I think that's what he sells. Because Shin Yadal proves that. Can't they really? Definitely backed off from that premise. Now, it's very important to see, Rabbi Osai. Look over here in the Mishnah Brura, Shin Tez Zayin, Sivkotan Tez Vav, the next page. We had a question about the Israeli army in the pillbox yesterday. A Syria with cats. No joke, serious child. This relates to this. Because what did it say in the Ramah? L'chein yesh yizor shalom, this got teva k'tana with a zuv. Psikresha she'in solushan. Yesh mekilim, etc. Because it's not a full sailor. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tezva, "Avol Teva Gedola Sfirlei the Ramah the Chuli Amashari." Why? Tafilu maya adam omei b'socha lohaya yochol l'tofsa b'chat shchia. That's the Rabbanon. V'gam u'dava shen amino nitzo. So therefore what? So double the Rabbanon. Double the Rabbanon. Yud ches. Ritzon aloma. To betray the Rabbanon. Mishim hochi mutu b'enem v'charen. Afal gav da lepsik resha prima godim. Rabbanon say, nichole alo nichole. Have you breathed the word on nichole yet today? No. I don't shine this mishmi brua. Nichole. Nichole. That's how I understood it. Nichole. 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 Can they really? If that's the case, what will happen if it's low nichole? Let's say, for example, in the box you have your delicious honey cake. And if the Rosh Hashanah, and if the fly stays there, there'll be no more honey cake you want to eat anymore. If the fly gets his teeth to that honey cake, that'll be low nichole. So if I'm right, if Tosfos Kuf Gimel is right, even if it'd be chadar abon, would still be mutter. Psikveshda you made by chadar abon. That's what I understood even Teva Ketana. Take a look in the Bir Halacha, V'yesh Mekilin. Watch this. V'yesh Mekilin. So look at Mishnah Brura. What he said. V'yesh Mekilin. Okay. Let's take a look at Mishnah Brura first. Tezayin. Hudas Atur. The Sfir Le'e the Afal Gav the Meshas. Isol the Hedger the Gav the Kaver Dvorim. The mechasa osam ba'ofan shem ba'nekel osam shem psikreishu lichol el sivdalid. Come on, sivdalid rather. Mikomakom zvuvim shiny lo mikri tzeh de klal the lirov katnusan motzeh shem shem posech akli brochen akol misham. So not really trapped as opposed to kaver zvur. Take a look at the biolocha. I'm a shvura bach magan avron taz is mekel sheish sofeg eshtem zvuvim. Ah, that's what's called the famous case of what? Sofeg psik Reisha. We're not done yet. One second, please. Not done yet. We're frat ishim b'tov teva ochlin. As I told you before, then it's what we call lo nichole. Fish the mashkan the prim begadim. B'sim cotton test. B'teva yesh ochlin the mashkin. The bevara lo nichole yavduvim. The sham she yitan for us ochlin l'psik reisha the lo nichole. It should sadeh yoso lahat. There means even what? Even as a single derabonon. Lo nichole is okay. That's pshat. So Rav Ol said, there's two things over here. Psikresha de lichalei by a double de Rabbanon. Psikresha de lo nichalei by a single de Rabbanon. That's how I understand. Kain nirali. Kain nirali. That's how I understand it. There's a whole dispute about this. Halacha lamaisu paskins this way. Rav Avadja. Rav Avadja. It's always good to have Rav Avadja on your side. Right? Can't hurt. Right? Take a look at Rav Avadja. See what he says. This is a refrain. For those who know Rabbi Avadya's Svarim, this is a refrain over and over and over and over again. The psikreshet lo nichole by the Rabbonim is mutter. He bases it on our Tosfos. He has problems, but I'll try to solve the problems. It's in Chelek Hay. Starts off by the course of Tosa Shabbos Afkov Gimel, which is his favorite source, I told you. And Oz Beis. So the Chazanish says, we see that going Moifers Hador Chazanish. The Moshon at Tosa Shabbos Afkov Gimel, Masha the Shani Tikkun Anavav, Shu Tikkun Kal. Loch Yishar Psik Reish Lo Nichole. Hamushar Shuas Lo Yitriyo Psik Reish Lo Nichole. Shainu Nene. Uve Mechilas Kvotar Oso. Rabbi's not afraid to argue with anybody, as you well know. Ain't a mechuber. Not true. Not true. Why can say it's a tikkun kal? Look at the proofs. The Ashkan, the Mordechai, and the Rosh, and Ashlom, and the Meiri, who hold a tikkun anava, chashiv tikkun manu bedoraisa. Yes. Can lama nasim achloikas min akotze lakotze, tlatois is tikkun anava kai osa, fil mishar shvus. Bohut shal darsa, Mordechai, and Rosh, the Yosem, having misaka manu bedoraisa. Do that push in flug lama mafshina, Chotatsky the East on the Mevet Coral of the Kars for us apostle Madina. Tosis tikkun what? It means it's a shvus, that's all. And by all shvusim it's mutter. That's all. Just comes to knock out the Shia Sa Daraisa. And he quotes Tosfos Yuma. The Miacha Sha also Tikkun Afil Meskabe and also the Rabbanan. The Mir the Nava in their Tikkun called Kach. She calls him Tikkun and Atoro. Logazvina Be Rabbanan came with Shinanena. Is he all right? I think he is right. Now, watch this. So far good, right? Intellectual honesty. I will not deny the fact. The question, of course, becomes why? Why? There's a psikresha de lo nichle by the Rabbanan. The mechila quoted from Avadja, I say, no, he shouldn't have asked this kasha. It's nichle. I'm out of avadging of Avadja. He thinks he's right, but it's against the Torah. I'm saying, no, he's right, even according to the Torah, is right. I'm the bigger fan of Avadja than he is himself. Kainirili. Atka. Yes, they're passing all the time. You ever walk into a house and you see click, 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 or the red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, with the alarm systems? How you walk in there? It's a psikration, lo nichle by the Rabbanan. Otherwise, you can't walk in. There were shuls like that, major shuls, one of the biggest shuls in the city area. You walk in there, click, 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 on the alarm system. Yeah, they detach the box, that's making the noise. It's just a pain in the neck to detach the whole system. It's a very big pain in the neck. Tremendous pain in the neck to detach the whole system and nothing should happen. Yeah. When you build your own house, I recommend you make it a way to detach the whole system on Shabbos. Why should you rely on this cool and not everyone agrees with it? Plus, Chazon Ish claims that electricity is the raisa, even any circuit. We'll get to that as we go get the bone or whatever that's going to be. But we assume it's more than the raisa by the Rabbanan. And there are other examples thereof. Not the only case. Yes, sir?
Why does everybody think that the Baal Shumas is not married here?
No. The tour. The Tukot of Balatruma, also Lino Vishabas Tevi Yeshlo Zvuvim. Does he say it's a psychoation of Lo Nichole? He never said Lo Nichole. Nichole!
The Tur himself argues on the Balatrumas anyway.
I understand that, but he's Lo Kochi. Right. I'm saying even everyone agrees, in my opinion. Oh, now watch this. We said yesterday, all our Maram Komas from yesterday were erased. Okay, I don't know how that happened. Someone was. Someone walked into my computer and played with it. All right. I want to show the sheet of Mekubetzes. That same paragraph from yesterday has another Wapa Chiddush. For those who remember, yesterday's Wapa Chiddush was that even though Psikresh is a Daraisa, there's no Chiyuv Chatos. There's no Chiyuv Chatos. Which we said, if it's a Vatchavin, it's impossible. It must be the Svar of Chan Maisa. And Chan Maisa does not rise to the level to consider it to be enough of an action to be Chayav a Korban Chatos. That's what we said yesterday. But in that same paragraph, there's another Wapa Chiddush. Another Wapa Chiddush. Let's see if we can find the right paragraph. It's Shita Yeshanas was the end. No, more Shita Yeshanas. Oh, I think it's getting close. Yeah. Quotes a Gemara. Let's start from the beginning of the Pakim, okay? Hoda Solomon Jodavish and Viscani and Ostra Buda Midrabonon, which is Tosa, she's not even agrees. They got basically Gemara Yuma. What does it say there? Ashoshia Shal Barzo. No, Rabbos, open the Gemara. Screens are screens, but we like to see things inside. Look at that. We don't have Yuma in front of us. But we have this Gemara, it's found. Look at Mem Aleph Mid Beis in the Sechta Shabbos. Mem Aleph Mid Beis, Tosfos, the big Tosfos, Mecham, quotes Gemara Yuma. Oh, isn't it in Yonah the Yoma? It's almost Yom Kippur. Everything Yuma is almost Yom Kippur. This talks about they had a hot mikvah for the Kohen Gadol to go into. Right? Heat up the mikvah. Alright? So it says in the halfway on the narrow line of Tosfos, Malbez, Ashoshil Shobazel Matilin also talk. Mayim Shetopik Tzinosa. Okay. So why has a kasha l'metzarev? All right. Okay. Da-da-dum. Skipping a little bit. So the second wide line that tells us here. So Echlomad Lohavi Psikresha. Shiyachal Dina Shaloi Yitzarek. The Psikresha Motor of Shimon. Hoda Porach Halom Yitzarek. Shema Yitzarek. Wait a second. Caution. I mean, talks us. Hocha Mashmah that's here for Osir Rabbi Yudav Nami Dabar Shem Miskavein. But it says in Yuma, Hanim Yudav Doraisa. Hava Tzir of Terabonon. V'lo Garcine Shutz Mimiklash. Before it's Dr. Dabar Benatorius that Rabbi Yudav Dabar Shem Miskavein also Tzir of Shul Terabonon. Lo. V'lado Chikasha. From Greira, it's also the Rabbonon. Tosis is bothered about all this stuff. The Tosis has a Chiddush Nifla. Skipping a few lines of Tosis. Yeah, here it is. What the little Rabbi Kivegar is. The last two words on the tenth in that wide line are Lechach Nireh. Lechach Nireh, Leforesh. Hold on, my Bayam, but I feel the Dov Hashem is coming. Mutter, Pirish, Mutter, with a little ches there, little ches. Mutter, Min HaTorah, the Rabbi Yehuda. For the host, the Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem is coming, Ela, Min Rabbonam, on Shabbos. Dov Hashem is coming by other Averis, is the Raisa, by Shabbos, the Rabbonam. You know why? Reb Chaim explains, it's not a Melechus Machsheves, because Melechus Machsheves means certainty. Every Dov Hashem is coming, that of Sikresha, is a suffix. This is a Chiddush Nifla of Tosfos. Not everyone agrees with this Tosfos, but this is what Tosfos says. With this background, let's take a look a little bit in the Sheet of Mekubetzes. Here. He says, Zolad Rabbonan, goes through this whole same Gemara. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara right now.
Because it's Sha'ah.
Hani mi ba'alma hocha malechas machsheves osra Torah. At the Lame, the Dovah Shem Eskav and the Rabbi Yudah Shvusu. I says increases Yechayev. Yeshlam Psikresha. Ah, Psikresha, you are Chayev. Why? The Reb Chaim says beautifully why. Because Psikresha is about those. The reason why Ainam is Kavan Drabonim is no Vados. Psikresha is about those. So, really, Yechayev, it's also with the Raisa. Okay? Fine. Ah, no, we're not done yet. Not finished yet. Oh. Now, let's look at this now. So, the first Kiddush Nifla was Miyu Lekachi of Chattas. There's no Chattas, even though it's a Daraisa. The second Kiddush Nifla was Yesher, the next line. Yerab Shimon, the Pesach Reisha, Gabe Shavis, Lesley Li Yisura Daraisa, Te Melechas Makshavis Beina, Abba Beshari Yisura, Konkititas Beheres, Ika Yisua the Rise of the Psikresha. Whoa! Another bombshell Kiddush. Isn't it amazing? Within two lines, in one sheet of Yeshan, in the middle of Krisus, Aksubis, Hamid Beit, two bombshell Kiddushim. One, a suggestion, Yechayim the Rise of no Korban Chattas. Super hard to understand. The second, Yechayim the Rise of not on Shabbos, and not on Shabbos. It seems to me that the Tzara Shabbos and the two bombshell Kiddushim is one and the same. It cannot be based on the fact that Psikresha is a Mechavim. It's a question of Mechavim, no way to justify either of these Kedushim. If it's a question that we call in our language Chad Maisa, then we can justify them. How do we justify them? One, it's not enough of a Maisa to be make a Korban Chattas. Number two, not enough of a Maisa to be called a what? A Melechas Machsheves. Not enough of a Maisa to be called a Melechas Machsheves. Having said this, we're both saying, it's open to the Rosh, Perek, Yudalid, Simon, Tess. Perek Yudalit Simetes. Okay. There's an amazing Shultis who wants to pass the Dabba Shin of Eskav and is awesome. Pile, plug. I, from the fair, she passed like Rabbi Shimon. It's only on Shabbos. Not by Shari Surah. Ain't the Barab Nirim is it? The Bechol HaTorah, Kaimak Rabbi Shimon, and Mefurash HaGemara. By Nazir! We spent so much time on that Gemara. Bchoris, different Gemara Bchoris, not all Gemara. Fine, so we know these Gemaras. The Shulchan is dead wrong. He says, last line of the page Samach Aleph on our print, I'm at the first column. Elavadai and Chilik ben Shabbos the Shar Yisur. Fine. The Hecha the Shasi Sama the Rafu Omiyakar also Filer Rab Shimon. The Mother Rab Shimon Psikreshul Yoms. For those Shaychi Kan Diri Bala Oruch the Omar the Oster Rab Shimon Psikreshul Hecha the Nichale. says that Rosh Chodesh Neira. The Hainu Dachlin and Shabbos. The Bina Melech Asmach Shabbos. Ava Bishari Surin. Lo Beinan. The Nichole. How do you know? But the Porach HaShas Beperek Kol HaTor the Zvachom Tzadiyal. And it's not the Vyayin. It's Alpha Gabi Yishim. Hokam Bechabe. Alpha Gablo Nichole Kibuy. So Chom Afurish Gemara and Zvachom Tzadiyal. That is a serious problem. Even though it's lo nichole, that's what the Rosh says. If you look at the carbon of the saddle, says, wait a minute. I can't read the whole thing. See how long it is. Reisi kusha tsuma b'shem Rabbeinu Agadol Moreinu Rav Reb Leiva miPrague. Who's that? The Maral miPrague. People think Maral miPrague only has psa kabbalah. Remember the God of the door in Halacha. Forget everything else. But he calls him. He has to call him names. Rabbeinu, a God of the Rav Leiva miPragzal. He was a God of the Halacha too. And both sides, all of our Gedolim in Hashkafa have to be a God of the Halacha. We don't hold from these. He's an expert in Hashkafa. Go down the line. Ramban. Ramban was a God of the door in Halacha. So that gives him. No, down the line, before Hashem and Chum, the Netziv, or the Hamadova, yeah, Meshachach, or the Sameach, those together, you can't just have, he's only a Jew, good in Jewish philosophy. That doesn't work that way. I'm just saying, so the Maral miPrague, that's experts in morals, this, all right, starts here. We'll mention over the year morals probably also, you know. Whatever. Not taking away from the Maral and his other Peirushim either, but let's start about what's his kasha? Rabbeinu Agadol of the Maral miPrague. My Maisi Raimi Divri HaMakshin, though the Maida Masik the Shmuel Kerem Shimon Tzrile, Mukhach Faket, Tipsik Reish Lo Nichle, Afilu B'Shari Surim Shari. Rabbeinu Gufa Yiskim, he said, Araya B'Shem HaRaval Oroch, Liel Pergabona, Simon Beis. Stop right here. Gotta look back to the Pergabona, Simon Beis. What's Pergabona Simon Beis? Pergabona Simon Beis is our discussion, right? Whoa, Pergabona Simon Beis? Simon Aleph. Listen, maybe the Beis started a different place by him. Because the Beis starts after this whole discussion. Okay? You have a different print. It's Page Nun Zayin, correct. You know what? I have a chance. Let's chazen. Let's read the Rush. We read this on the Tarsus Kuf Gimel. Let's read the Rush. It's a different version. They're basically the same thing. Pirish Baruch. It's on page Nun Zayin, our print, seventh line, it's column two, with a little aleph. Is. Want to see the little aleph? Pirish Baruch. The Me'acha She'enaneda Klal B'Yibikaka Shal Chaver Shor Lechatchila Bagaza B'Psikresha. Aye, B'Psikreshas. Huh? That's the Vashud Nene of the Arzachadi Day. Okay, go on, watch this now. It's very important to know. Ava kotets baheres benovish asmila shunene bedover. What's he talking about? What Gemara is he talking about? Anyone know what he's talking about? Kuf Lamed Gimel. Keep one hand in the Rush. Let's open up the Kuf Lamed Gimel. This is so, so important. Because this already gives the lie to what we saw in the Russian Perigadala. The Russian Perigadala said that what? That the Oral only said his piece by what? No! By Shabbos. But here he brings a riot from a totally different Easter. What's the Easter? Not Lo Sichber, which we saw in the Korban Salah, but rather what? Hishama B'Nega Tzaras. Hishama Pal, the Mrs. Losi, and Allah cut up Nega Tzaras. Take a look on Nefkuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, the fourth line. Bosser, Afal Pish Yesham Beheres Yimo. Xeris Akasim teaches us, right? That even though there's a Beheres B'Mokom Amila, you still have to do it, okay? That's more than a previous thought. For Oral Zoka Shalom Yimo as Bsar Allah, so what's Bsar come to teach you? Even if there's a Nega there. Dib Rav Yoshia. Practicing more Halam Alikra. Doshen Miskavenu! Don't let Shemeskav and his mother. What are you the pasuk for? Who is the pasuk? Who needs a pasuk, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi, Nitzchah El Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar, I feel the tamer Rabbi Shimon, Moder Rabbi Shimon, Segreshul Yavos. I Rabbi is not that way. Rabbi over Torah, right? Boss the Shamir Rabbi Kibler, famous stuff, right? First of all, I didn't recognize the preacher of Segreshul. I've kind of Gemara. So far, so good. See, it's Segreshul, fine. Eager the master, how the Rabbi how the Hishav of Negat Torah, the Shmuel of the Lassos, Lassos, Iata Ose. I will also tell the sieve shall gabe raglo of a mold shall gabe xefo. Pimarva avra. Pimarva, lovely craw. Dovashem miscavino. Dovashem miscavino. Mutter. Rabbi the Surah of the Rabbi Yuda. Dovashem miscavino. Rabbi Mafi, they were Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is a great Shimon Loyalis. Same story. Rabbi the Surah. Again, sober. Frank the Gemara. Here's the key line. We're bouncing up to the last few lines of the Sugya. They're in the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines left. 5 lines left. Watch this. But you have to look carefully. Vabaya leave the Rab Shimon. Hi, Bosser, my Ovidle. He's a Bayan Havamin, right? When he thought it's a gracious mutter. Or Rab Amram, Bomalokitz Bahat, or Liskavin. He's a kind of a fairish. Tena, Godel, Kot Maikal the Neymar. Or Rab Shasha. But my via ben, look what's parents been over to do called Machabe. Fine. Atka. So far, so good. That's why you need the pasuk. Even a Bible, when we tell the creation was mutter. Sok to Gemara. The Ika Acher, Levit Acher. Let somebody else do it. Why? The Mashima Lokish called Mokish at the Motzi, I say, Velosa say, but the Yomel Kaim Shneem Mutter, the Lavi Oversi, Vitka Losa say, let somebody else do it. Says Rashi. Yika acher she'ein ochosh shlataro levet acher v'leku of losam v'yafgav the rabbi kro shirata yochol l'kayim esei b'lo akiris lav the rabbi Shimon the acher lo mechavim v'lo ovar v'omri shlokish ribuya l'may also. Rashi is asking a question, let somebody else do it. Whenever it's such a situation, let somebody else do it, because if somebody else, what? Somebody else is not mechavin, and he is mechavin. It's the Gemara, the leka acher, the leka acher. Now the question is, Rebbeinu Shloilem, what happens to psikration? Keep one hand in this Gemara, and what line is the Aruch proving it from? It's a tricky Gemara. Because Abai appears in two stages. Abai before hearing from Rava and Abai after hearing from Rava. Which, if the Abai before hearing from Rava, what that proof? It's not Lalocha. So what's the Rav's proof exactly? It's so slow. Pirish Baruch. What's his proof? Haini b'dava shunena k'gon dava b'ar d'chavri k'gon Abba kotez b'eres b'no b'shasmila shunena Abba b'dava b'dava Avol segregation the Ovid b'arad the Chavre, va'acher hakotetz b'heretz b'shas mila, she'ein nene b'dava mutar lechatchila. I feel isa the rabbanon leka. But let's see if the riot directly skipping a few lines at the same time. V'yod ebi riot be'oruch from Nakamar Kuflamet Gimel. Abaye aliba the Rabbi Shimon I b'dosin my Ovid le'yom Rabbi Shash kol Rabbi Aben lokos paratim b'dava Chavre. Pika achalevan acher leka acher avlahava acher mutal lechatchila achalip segreishu. Rebbeinu Shloilem, what kind of raya is this? Is a bai that Rabbi Shimon means a bai before he accepts the segreishin? What kind of raya is this? Isn't that good kasha? The yasha lava below kisus beheres meacha sheinene bedover amad the shor Rabbi Shimon segreishin bedover sheinene ve'ein a raya says the Rosh with a small hayes. The boy shas alim to Rabbi Shimon. Hi, boss. My overlay klokom amaskon of the sabra by the bottom of Shimon segreishu v'layomus. Could become awesome. The boss of the mishami mirabu sabra. Lokoyel alim ela hoda by the avim mishani meikara. Lo tzvira le Rabbi Yehuda dama davashen miskaven awesome. Rabbi Shimon lo itzvik kor the polik up of segreishu v'layomus. Akad ilo shoma mirabu the mode of Shimon segreishu boy by the bottom of Shimon boss of my overlay. Therefore, it's no right. Aval maskana. The Modi Rav Shimon of Sik Reisha. Lo shna av, lo shna acher. Meiridik. But after Dvorov, he's assuming that even this maskana is right. Ma raya, maybe the Matzil in the Meirah. Rav Shimon Moda, the Iko Isa, the Rabbana of Sik Reisha. De Nene. The Pekal Beth of the Mila, the Ashkan, the Sviolei Rav Shimon, Elishamutim and Atorah. Maybe it's us, the Rabbana. Of course, the question would be, why should that be? Why should it be Nisa the Rabbana? Should it be either double or nothing? Should either be Yosef or Daraisa, because it's considered like a miskave, right? Or Chad Maisa, as the case may be, or Mutter completely. Why? Because that Daraisa and Miskave is Mutter. So in the Eid of Miskave continuum, we don't find a middle ground of the Rabbana. He's with Daraisa, so it's nothing. Maybe it's on the Chad Maisa continuum, this Oak. In any event, this we see. But the Aruch himself brought a raya from Mila. Nothing to do with Shabbos. How can the Rosh say, Perek Yudal, that the Aruch only said about Shabbos? Well, he himself in Perek Yudbeis quote that the Rosh brought a raya from where? From Yishama Benegra Tzeraz. And then the Maromi Prague asked, well, the Maromi Prague's Kasha, let's cut her again, that the Gemara in Zvachim, did we see Zvachim yet? They're showing, yes, they saw Zvachim? Into the Gemara, it's only so the Rashi. That's not right. We should see the Gemara. That's my, yes, sir.
On the aim, maybe just on the aim is having continuum. We don't have the Rabbana. Can we see that Hashlama?
Hashlama. See, I'm not used to that. That was a new thing I discovered last week. The Hashlama seems to say that Segregia is the only also with the Rabbana. I had the same question last week. You're right. Okay, you're right. You got me. You got me. In my own mind, it's not that way. But you're right. Shlomo said so. At least in some cases. Where's Vachim? We saw the Gemara. Rashi, we didn't see the Gemara. That was our mistake. Never too late. Says the Holy Gemara. Watch this. Toshma, Yain, the Svolim, Ishim, Lishim. Yain, the Svolim, Wayne Lishim, Armit, Lo Yichbe, Lo Kashim, Horab Yehuda, Horab Shimon. That's the Gemara, black and white. Maskona said Gemara is, the quote of Shimon, it's Mutter. So what's he bringing around that it's Oster, if I can't, the Maskona, it's Mutter. Ah, again, look in Perek Yudal. The fourth line of column 2 of page Samach Aleph. Av b'shari surah lo binin de nichalei. How do you know? From the Gemara's Kasha. Lo ka mechaber. He knows lo nichalei b'kibur. Right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Lo ka mechaber. What's the answer? Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter. Frekta Arami Prague, it's mutter. I tap segresha. Must be segresha. It is mutter. There's another way out. Rashi. What did Rashi say? It's not a super segresha. Let's take a look. Okay. Let's go to Kuf Gimel. What's on Kuf Gimel? Kuf Gimel. 1 second. Hold on, Rabbi Shili. Call it all. Dear, I'm a son of Yahweh. I'm a view of Mizalfa Gabahishim. Upapa ka mechaba mukul akrab shimin toba dava shen miskavein is mutter. That would be a riot to whom? Riot to whom? To the Aruch. My love of segregation is alpha batipas dakas. Not like Rashi, because he could have done dakas, he did gasas. No, he did dakas. He did dakas. He did dakas. That's a very strange grub. What did Grub say? The chen kosev Rashi shalom ayin shalom. What? What? That's what Rashi said. That's not what Rashi said. Tosis says it's talking about a case where what? It's Mizalfa Batipas Dakas. That's the case. That's not Rashi. Rashi he could have done Dakas, but even God says Mutter. It's the Gro, it's hard to understand this Gro. In any event, that's another way out. But the Aruch brought a Raya. He brought a Raya, Rabbosai, for the Gemara's Maskana. And the Rashi is asking a bring a proof from the Gemara's Kasha. Kusha Tzuma the Marami Prague. The long Korban Asai, have any time over Shabbos? Look over the Korban. I'm not going to look. A Shabbos assignment. Yeah. The Vilna Gaon learned all the set for Shabbos every Shabbos. And Erevin too. That's what they say. I'm asking you to look at one Korban Asai. That's a good one. You look, see what the Korban Asai says. See what he says.
The question is, the Marami's question, how could the rush be arriving
from Hatmina? Right. I have another time if you want the Shabbos. Go to a Shabbos Shuvah rush. You have a minig in the Shia after Shabbos Shuvah. We have a meet after Shabbos Shuvah. We try to ask them who they heard, what they heard, etc., etc. So, if you go, I want to hear on Sunday a little bit about it. Okay, another assignment. Good. So this is the opinion of the Aruch. The Aruch holds that the segregation lo nichale is muta. The Rosh says it only applies to Shabbos. It's very, 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 very difficult. Very difficult. What's the right from Baharis, from Baruch Shalom? That's the first, before we get to Zvachim, we can take care of. But what's the right from Baharis? So I want to add the following Chiddush in Baharis. Look at the Gemara Kuf Lamed Gimel. A Chiddush, it's true. But to defend those who maintain that the Aruch is saying it only by Shabbos, wouldn't apply to Zvachim, of this nature. But he says it clearly applies over here, but Pshuto to Baharis. Look at the Gemara again. Look at the Gemara. There's a Xeris HaKosav, Rabosai. What's Xeris HaKosav? Watch this. Hishama b'negat teraz, Hishama v'lasos, lasos iyata ose, aval ose ato v'siv shal gabi ragla v'mon shal gabi ksefa. Remember, it's a Xeris HaKosav. It's a Xeris HaKosav that teaches us that Psikresha is mutter. Psikresha is mutter. Frek the Gemara, let someone else do it. Let someone else do it. Right? That's the Raya of the Aruch. I want to make the following suggestion. That the Gzeres HaKosav of Lasos teaches us that the Easter of Tzitzas HaBaheres, we need an Asiya Mamash. Lasos. If that's the case, one could suggest, this is a suggestion, that even if the Aruch is limiting himself to Shabbos, why? Because it says Melechas Machshavos, you need an actual Maisi, you need something which is a higher level. It may be that Tzitzas Baharis is equated with Shabbos, because there too is a Pasuk. Here's a Pasuk of Melechas Machshavos, here's the Pasuk which says Lasos. Then and only then. But with Shari Surum, you might agree, it might be Aser. Why would it be Aser? Chad Maisa. You can't say because it's Miskavim. Miskavim is all these terms are the same. But in terms of Chad Maisa, maybe Chad Maisa works only where the Stam and Yisrael, if I use that expression, but it will not work where we require either Malachas Machshavos or what? Or Lasos. Those two are somehow equivalent, and other Yisrael are different. Now on both sides, I want to go a little bit further than that. Okay. Yeah.
What is the little word of the Joshua mean? I will also talk about Siv Shah, we got a Rabu, we won't talk about Siv. What is that? Like, what is that? Meaning you shouldn't do it versus it shouldn't be done.
Lasos means if you manage do it the hedger. Yeah, you're just walking and just rubbing. Suggestion. Rabosai, there's a Rambam. And this Rambam, the one word in the Rambam which turns the whole world upside down, we'll just get back to it again, is in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Vav. One word with four letters. That one word turns everything literally on its head. Take a look. See it again. Perek Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Vav. It's in the back. Everybody has it. Mishpat Amole. And now a print. It's on page. Hey. Column 2. I will also ma'ase v'nasa v'glola malacha shavada v'yosa v'shvil also ma'ase. Aval pish no skavala chayiv. We call that segregation. Shadavi yudua sheyev sheshlo teyosa also malach keta. We should tzarach l'rosh of tzachik bo akot and v'chodach rosh of the Shabbos. Aval pi shein sof megamos ol arigas ol filvad. But he wants the oath dead. You know why? The Rav explains in his Pirush in Shabbos, Rabbeinu Prachya quotes it. He wants the head the bird dead, because if the bird is alive, lu yutsuya, we say in the yeshivas, lu yutsuya, that the cut off the head and the head is still alive, what's going to happen to the kid? It's going to fly away in 1 second if it's alive. The baby can't help, like, you know, have these helium balloons, you know, have them. Don't give it to a baby. In 2 seconds, it'll be up in the sky. You won't hold on to it, right? So, well, a live chicken head is a helium balloon. In 1 second, it's going to float away into the sky. Fly away. You want the bird to be dead. That's what the Rambam says. And so, megamosel leharigo so bilvah, but you want it dead. That's why you're chayev. Because the situation is a nichale. Had it been low nichale, you would not be chayev. What did the Chazanish do? Took out the word. Tevas bilvah meyuter, he writes. So they say, with all respect to Chazanish, moifes adar, the mechilat kvel terasa, every single trick, manuscript and print in the history of the Rambam has the word bilvah. Very difficult to take it out. Very difficult to take it out. But my biggest chiddush in this Rambam was the following. If the Mekeves and Mishnah is right, what did the Mekeves and Mishnah say? That the only psik resha that the Rambam holds from is what I call the super psik resha. That was yesterday shir in the four cases, right? The Mekeves and Mishnah 3, we had number 4 from Beis Lam and Vav, and that was the answer. He left all the four kiftas out. But if that's the case, it'll come out that even in the situation of a super psik resha, the Rambam will still say lo nichle es mutter. Guess who this is like? Chaya ben Glipa. He said the Aruch will be matter coming here. So the Rivash came down on him very hard. I think the Aruch is wrong. B, if the Aruch is right, this would be called a super segregation. A super segregation would be considered a problem. So no. So the Rambam, I tell you something great, we'll hold like Rav Chaim ben Glipa, the Rambam. Rambam is that way. It's only a psikresha, even though it's a super psikresha, as the Rivash argues, would still be mutter in the case of lo nichale. Again, assume it's lo nichale. I love pshat in the Rivash. He considered it to be mechadim, because of the svar of chad meis. That's what I said before, because otherwise I had trouble understanding what exactly he was driving at. Of course, the question now becomes, let's revisit the holy kovat shiru. See it on the screen again. We saw it once. It's time to see it one more time. Ksubis Simen Yudches. Ksubis Simen Yudches. Ksubis Simen Yudches. Again, for many years, I thought I made shalom with Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. I thought for many years. Why? I assumed the Rivash was right. So who could argue with Rivash? So I said, if it's a regular psikresha going to the Rambam, Stam had to go. It's a super psikresha. The Aruch agrees that it's also. It's no machlokas of Chaim and Chazanish. Regular psikresha. Even the Chazanish will say it's mutter because of the Kevus and Mishnah. And super segregation, even Chaim holds it's also because of the Rivash. But I got to this bilvah, and I said, "Wait a minute! This is everything's upside down. Chaim is right." Now watch. Take a look. Which this is Ksubas Yudch. It's Davok. It's Os Yudches. The Machlokas the Oroch Vatoisus Segregation Nichole. The Chora near a Tam Machlokas in the Zoo. The Torah B'Tam and the Motor B'Shem of Segregation. Yishafar B'Shnei Afana. Al. Can go. The Nazir Chov Evel Lo Soreg to speak of Psikresha, the Shloma came and showed Dad the Mishikosu Yitlosh Saras. Mekuim Mechavin at Lisha. He's Mechavin for it. Says Rabbeinu Mechonon, Rabbeinu Mechonon Vassam and Hashem Yimkom Domo, writes the Kovat Shurim, I will have that Lo Nichole, I'll call Reina Mechavin. He doesn't want it, I can't call him Mechavin, he doesn't even want it, he can care less about it. That's the Oroch Svar. No, so what is Tosis Sol? Base. Kaiva the Srika Ipsigratia Litlisha Nimsa, here's the key word. Tlisha Vichlal Srika. I call this Chad Meis. Tlisha is included in Srika. Not that you are considered a machavin, you the person, a machavin to Tlisha. No. Your machavin only to Srika. It's the Torah. The Torah declares that the two are one and the same. Not you. That's a fundamental dispute. According to the article, you say it. You think it. According to the Torah, says, the Torah says it. Ah, very ridiculous. VMK. Hussari, rather. Vashi is chavala srika. Avshainam is chavala tlisha. The tlisha nechels vasrika. Can I feel a lonichale, but tlisha? And the pot of Shemen was scavin. The was scavin a srika. Who tlisha the bichlal srika? Came the ashla zubal azu. Hana den tzorak avar le guf ha-malocha el saga b'mashin v'skavin ha-maisa she-malocha nechlel es v'mil kreach. Stop. 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 So far so good? Stop right over here. So we had a chiddush, which we said, Shat and Tosfos of Kuf Gimel. Why is the creation lo nichalei v'rabbonim mutter? My answer was, Rabbi Chana has two tzadim. They could both be right. They're both right. Subsequation, but the nichle by the rice for both reasons it's awesome. Subsequation, the lo nichle, we paskin against the Yoruch. You know why? Because of what we call the Srav Khan Mice, what he calls Bates. Subsequation by the Rabbon, as we mentioned already yesterday again, is not called Khan Mice, it's not Nisa Mice, not Nisa Mashra, the Mashra Chokhba. Subsequation by the Rabbonans, we pass in the Dostar anyway, you know why? Because you call the Mechavit. Aleph. So either Aleph or Beis, either one can make it awesome. So, Subsequation, Lo Nichle. By the Rabbonans, you have neither Aleph, because it's Lo Nichle, nor Beis, because it's the Rabbonans. That's my lumpness as to why Tosis and Kuf Gimel. What's Takap Shat in this new Yisov? That Subsequation, listen carefully. You're only awesome by Subsequation. Subsequation, both sides. A subsequation, right? Chad Maisa, right? So the Rambam, Rambam is Mechalek, listen carefully, with an Efshe B'dinacher, E Efshe B'dinacher, as he says, as the Bekemas, the Mishnah says. So therefore, what? The only way to explain that, the Pshuto, is Chad Maisa. Again, if it's the question, you're Mechamed, who cares what you could have done, should have done, would have done, might have done? Right now, I did it this way. I poured a bucket of wine. Okay, I could have taken a water gun. I took a bucket of wine. Right? So who cares? So the Svarim of Chad, who cares? The only way to explain that, the Kavis of Mishnah, the Pashtus, is the Svarim of Chad Mais. And yet, Rabbosai, and yet, even though the Rambam is presumably employing the Svarim of Chad Mais as per the Kavis of Mishnah, okay, the Kavis of Mishnah, so why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? In a subsequation case, in a subsequation case, isn't it make sense? Shouldn't we say it's called Chad Maisa, the inseparable Maisa Rivash? That's why I thought for many years the Rivash was right.
Did you say it sounded like Pshat?
No, I want to say it a little different. A little different. Until now, we said Pshat to answer the Tosfos Kuf Gimel. Rabbi Chana has Aleph and Beis; they're both right. It means they're both independently right. Now it's such a different Pshat. Not that either one. You need both. You need both. The only time you have a segregation is if you have both. What's pshat? The fundamental workings of segregation, like the Mekavis, the Mishnah, is only if it's a super segregation. That's base. Only when there's base do we say, Tlisha nechlelas vasrika, because there's no way out. It's impossible to do it otherwise. If it's a possible way out to do it otherwise, you wouldn't say the Surah of Chad Maisa. But once it's us, the Mishnah Chad Maisa, that's at the end. Oh no! Because it's Chad Maisa, it's treated as Mechamin. As a matter of fact, the Lush of the Rivash is, to be honest with you, is more mashmah that way. Because the Rivash throws in Mechamin. I try to hijack the Rivash and say what he must mean is Chad Maisa. What I'm saying now, it's against the Rivash, like a Chaim Maglip, but it's Pratt and Rambah. We're saying, because it's Chad Maisa, therefore we call it to be a Mechamin. So it ends up, you're only Chayim in the Kavin if you have both of them. According to the Rabbi Pshat and Tosfos Gimel, you're chayiv if you have either of them. According to you're chayiv if you have both of them. Only if you have both of them, you're chayiv. Only both of them, you're chayiv. Pilei ploim. Only the subsequation. And only if it's nicholei. The word belvad belongs. You can't take a word out like this. You just can't take a word out like this. It's impossible.
I didn't mean the Gemara as well. All those places only have one of the two. It doesn't say you're chayiv. And also,
that or Rav Chanan saying, doesn't say in any Gemara. His whole mahalach is explanation of the Gemara. So the same way as he's explaining it, we said to he was binary. It's either A or B, Aleph or Beis. I said to you, Chiddush, it'd be Aleph plus Beis. Now I'm saying, I mean Aleph or Beis, I should say. Now I'm saying you need Aleph and Beis. Just a different preposition. Either first we said or, now we're saying and.
The Aruch and those, neither of them said this, so
not
just
Rabbi Chanan. Okay,
okay.
Okay, okay. Wow. First, hold on, slow. The Aruch might be like the Rambam. We saw yesterday somebody said, who was this who said, gave a different example, Dam, let me read that. It's on the screen, huh? He gave an example of Dam, then they give an example of the Rosh. Oh, right, as the Mechavis Mishnah said that. Right? But we can say, no, Aruch looks like the Rambam. Maybe. I can't say for sure. I'm not 100% sure. Now, look at the Be'er Locher of Osai in Shin Gimel, where the Rivash was quoted. I just want to finish this one prat, and then we'll go to Parsha Shavu a little bit. Everyone see? Locher Ulefasis Biyad. It's on page Sadi Gimel in the standard print. Writes as follows. He quotes the Rivash. Then toward the last five lines, Mashma, the Belavachi Shorod Asas that Tikkun, Achashek Fohoya Arosh Sorek Yofe, the Eina Osa Rak Lahashke Vaseya. The Rivash is Asas. Last line. Shah Mari Bishalohaya Rosh Adain Sarak Yokin. Al Kane Aptikan Ma'at Tolish Sayer Bamasre. So it all depends on the state of the hair. And I told you, you have another assignment, not for Shabbos, for the week, to comb your hair 50 times and see what's on the comb. If it's clean, it's clean. I can't argue with facts. But both sides have the problem. And this is the problem I wrestled with, and maybe you can help me out. We said that we only ask a sum segregation. The pashta sum segregation means, as we said, we read on Rosh Hashanah the second day, Kisham Elokim al kol anar. Next few words, Basheru sham. We have to do Basheru sham. We won't say it's mutter to me to comb my hair. You know why? Because if my hair were sarik yofe, it would be okay. That's a different mitzvah. That's not going to help. It's still a sum of segregation. Oh, if that's the case, go back to the four examples that we gave that there were Mekevus and Mishnah, two work and two don't work. Why? Let's look at the Gemara Kuf Yitzayin Amad Alf. Kuf Yitzayin Amad Alf. There it's going to work. The Mekevus and Mishnah works like a charm over there. The Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam says you can be mafshit on Shabbos, but the Gemara said the shakalay bebarzi, and as the mekavas mishnah was medayik, doesn't say hocha bebayaskinon the shakalay bebarzi. No, it's possible the shakalay bebarzi. You know, I use a regular knife, not a tweezers. We put there anyway because it's not a super segregation. Okay, you with me so far? That I understand. So too, I can understand. I have a beehive. It's a beehive. I want to cover the beehive because it's raining. Raining is pouring. I want to cover the beehive. So I can do it, kacha. And I can leave a little bit outside. I can leave a little hole in the side. I leave a little hole in the side. It'll be just as protected from the rain. And the bees can go out. Even though I didn't do it. But in this present Metzius, I could very easily have done it the other way. So it's not a stupid situation. My chemist mentioned Teres works. But there are two other cases. One, Kuf Gibel. Arad the Chavre. Wait a minute. I could have done it there. I could have also had my hair super shampooed, so it would have been no knots. Who cares? Right now, Shabbos Kodesh, it's knots. Who cares what it could have been? Who cares? I get to my friend's field. I'm doing my field. So how does it work? And so too, Yisrei Shana Achriti. Yeah, but right now, it's first day Sukkos, and I don't have any Shana Achriti. So who cares? I could have, would have, should have, might have. I don't have it. That's the kasha. That's my kasha. How do you explain my svara? Not me, don't blame me. Mekevus HaMishnah. Mekevus HaMishnah says that whenever you can do it in a different way, then there's no Esau segregation. Pashtus means you can do it a different way, given the reality that they're in front of you. Otherwise, so as we saw in the Rivash, my hair is knotted. If my, say a guy went on a date. What do I do on a date? Three things. So about food, family, and philosophy. Okay, the boys are good. Yes, a lot. Do you like soup? Yeah. Do you have a brother? No. If you had a brother, would he like soup? I must have got married to those three great questions of the date. It's good dating advice for those who are single. I must have. My father always told me that. So if his hair were knotted, then it doesn't help. Right now his hair is knotted. So too, it's my field. I don't have any other external shot. What do I? Yeah.
The field is the same. The owner is
the,
I'm doing the same mice on the same type of thing. Cutting hair.
Okay, a little bit. Okay, I hear what you're saying. A little bit. Fine. This is the question which bothered me. So I have a possible answer which I want to share with you. And then after I finish this answer, we'll stop. We want to talk about the parasha a little bit. Rabosai, the Rambam is in Perek Hey Halach Ches and Hilchos Lulav Halach Hey. That's what the Rambam is. See the Rambam again. Yesterday we only saw the Rosameh on the Rambam. Again, so the Rashi is welcome, the Gemara is welcome. So the Rosameh at the Rambam, we skip steps sometimes. Let's have to come back to the original thing. Rambam, what exactly did the Rambam say? Hilchos Lulav. What did he say? Litna lachila hareza kasha. What did he leave out? Is the shanachrita. That's the kasha. Let's read what the Kesef Mishnah has to say about this. Halacha hey. Watch this. Was a whole discussion. Those of you who took a last year remember that. When did it become me'esmo, dichi me'ekara, nira v'nidche, da-da-da-da, ishmar abeinu, lo chile b'kam. Why did the Rambam make a distinction whether they got dark earlier on Yontif? Ershe tamo, watch this. Afa gav din nira v'nidche hu, kol shebiyodo l'takein, lav dichuyu. As it says in Zvachim. Hocha nami biyodo l'takeinu. As it says in Sugolam and Gimel. Mata biyontif, matin, a kumatak and mana, dikta nachila, shanachriti, kloma. The cave and day not sorok lizu, ain't kantik and kli. Ume acha, the mashke hoshanachriti, rashor the lakla nachila, choshe biyoro the taken. Why? Why? He doesn't have a shanachrita. Why not call biyoro the taken? What's so funny? If he had a brother, he likes soup. If he had one, then he'd be able to attack it. Why? The answer is, presumably, the answer is, watch the word, seeking you shall find. The average person, somehow or other, he can get his hands on another hadas. How? Beg, borrow, or steal. That's the expression in America. We're not allowed to steal. But somehow or other, you can get your hands, it's called biyado. It's considered to be biyado. It's biyado. If that's the case, I want to suggest that biyado applies to the field too. You have this in Shas in a few places. Come on, remember it? A few places in Shas. Exactly. Remember the Gemara's? Yiboy Malkinichse? A few places in Shas comes out. Yeah, Dubai, it's also biyado. We mafkei a field. You can do that. That's what I wanted to suggest. That possible, those two possibilities. It's biyado. In any event, maybe we should stop here to learn about the parsha. We'll stop here. I'm not finished with this prat. I will have to come with one more prat of this nekuda before we go to a more general discussion of psikresha. Remember Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa? Do you have that safe? I'll give you another assignment. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has a long footnote. What's the status of psikresha on nikhle by the Rabbanan? Of course, Rabbi Avadya's Mekel, and others are Machmir, Chazanish, etc. Long footnote. He quotes many, many sources. And on Sunday, I'm going to try to explain to you, how, with one exception. I can't solve all the problems. One, I can't get out of. I want to make a distinction which will enable us to understand why sometimes it's us and sometimes it's what. But let's hold off for those who were here last year know about it, but you won't tell anybody. Where's the footnote? It's in the. There's a parak called a Mavo. Now, if you have the brand new Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the brand new one, it's printed in the big fat, big gray volume. If you have the old black one, which many of us have, it's not there. He put it was a Shmir Shabbos Chelek Gimel, which has Pirkei Mavo. So either way, it's a Pirkei Mavo, Perek Aleph. You'll see it. There are subtitles there. Situation of Lodichim and Rabban. It's a long footnote with conflicting source. I want to try to give a teretz, Mr. Shem, on Sunday. Yeah, but I have one more point that we get there. That has to answer the group for the question somebody asked earlier this week.